Right now we get a little music.
Music. Yes. I got to update you on a couple of things. And I sent, when I was in Ireland, I sent back a report from just how we did at Macho Self Storage Jub Jam. I have an update. I think I reported that morning that we raised over $240,000 for the Senior Source of Greater Dallas. I'm pleased to tell you that the record is even larger, right at $260,000 raised for the Senior Source of Greater Dallas.
That's fantastic.
Yes, so thank you to all who came out and supported it. Thank you to Revolver Beer and Yellow Rose Whiskey and Macho Self Storage, our sponsors. All those who contributed to the silent auction, the live auction. It was just an awesome night. And I've been back now for a couple of weeks. It's almost 3 weeks now after Jub Jam. But I have to tell you that I am still riding the high of the fact that we had my all-time songwriting hero, Randy Rogers, and the greatest fiddle player that I've ever known, Brady Black, play the event. And I didn't sleep that night. Not that we stayed up till 4 o'clock, which we have done before. We stayed up pretty late. The after party went till about 1:30 or 2. But I woke up that morning about 5 o'clock just because I was still so amped up and so happy that we shared the stage with Randy. And this is the song he came out to.
Take your bird dogs.
It's one of the first songs we ever played together as a band. And it was just so surreal to be on stage at the Longhorn Ballroom playing Tonight's Not the Night with the great Randy Rogers and Brady Black.
Yeah, well, this is a love song, baby. This is the part where I must confess. Looking good in that dress.
So there we are, and I have Randy to my right, about 5 feet away from me, and Brady to my left, and it was just too much. And not just for me, but for my family. It's been the, he really has been the soundtrack to our lives the last 15, 20 years. And my entire family was there, my sister-in-law was there, my nephews, nieces, all my kids, my daughter-in-laws. It was just the micro part of it was such a big family event. And I told you guys when we announced Randy that, I don't know if it's my all-time favorite song, but I think he writes beautiful music. Part of that are lyrics. And there's a song called Interstate that has a lyric in it that has always been just really special to me. It's the second verse. Let's drive through town down by the lake. We'll beg the moon to take its time stealing the day. Just let me hold you till the stars fill the sky. And one by one, I'll watch them dance into your eyes. I just think that's beautiful. And
great lyrics.
Just great lyrics. And that song has always been special to our family. So we did some pre-production, and you were there that night, Gordo. I don't know if you noticed this, but on the screens there at the Longhorn Ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about it before the song that Randy and I have a lot in common. We're sports fans. We're music fans. But he grew up going to the lake, and that's what my family did. That was our form of family entertainment. We would go take Old Blue to the lake, and we spent hours and days at the lake. And I do that now with my family. So as this song rolled, we had pictures of my family from way back in the day, Randy's family from way back in the day. He's on a wooden boat with his dad from a long time ago at Lake Cleburne. All sorts of shots of my family going to the lake now. And we talked before the set. We did this song, Interstate, and I asked him, I said, would you mind terribly if I did the second verse? So my all-time favorite lyrics from Randy, and he let me perform it at Jub Jam, and I somehow got through it.
We don't have go anywhere. We don't have to try something new. Girl, I really don't care. Long as I'm with you, baby, let's just take a drive. It's already getting late. Let's go kiss the sun down. We'll drive through town, down to the lake. We'll beg the moon to take its time, stealing the day. Just let me hold you till the stars fill the skies. One by one, I'll watch them dance into your eyes. Oh, take it slow. Baby, don't go.
And about that time, I looked out to the table where my family was, and I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I just made it through that. But anyway, you may have thought that sounded like hot garbage, but that was a moment that I'll never forget.
I bet.
Yeah,
huge
really
thrill.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So
very
awesome.
Cool. Yeah, and the slideshow is great. Love seeing all the family photos up there while you guys were doing this tune.
Thanks. It was, I'll never forget that night, and can't thank Randy and Brady enough for being part of it. So then I went on this crazy trip to Ireland. But I kept thinking about Jub Jam, and I kept thinking about music. And when we arrived in Portrush, there's a little town that's right next to Portrush called Coleraine. And that's where they had this music shop. I looked it up. It's called Culbertson Music. And they had guitars, and I was with my buddy Todd, and I said, hey, would you mind if I went by this guitar shop? Because I heard from our hostess who ran the bed and breakfast that it's run by some musicians, and there's two brothers who are associated with this guitar shop who've played with some really famous people in Europe and in Ireland. And he said, yeah, no problem. So we went, and it's a little guitar shop. We got out, went inside, and I met my new friend, Adrian Culbertson. His son now runs the shop. He and his brother are accomplished musicians. They've played in bands No Sweat and Sweat. You remember listening
to... Wait, No Sweat and Sweat?
No Sweat was the first band, and then they were just Sweat. Okay? But if you remember, if you've seen some early U2, you remember Bono referencing, it may even be in the book, about Irish bands, including The Sweat.
Huh.
So okay. They spent some time with U2 touring Ireland.
Wow.
Back when U2 was just getting started. They've been a part of some other projects too, like New Moon. And anyway, we get there and start striking up a conversation with Adrian. And he tells me about being a guitar player and who he's played with. And he showed me this YouTube clip where he was with a cover band that was playing Neil Young songs. And they were doing this concert in Ireland. And he said, well, yeah, this is me on the lead. And here's him doing the lead here after this chorus of Rockin' in the Free World.
Sounds like Eddie Van Halen, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's incredible.
All right, so he's just shredding on this thing, and I said, well, wow, that is incredible, but that doesn't even look like you, because, and then Adrian told me about the fact that he had been in the hospital for 16 weeks. He got this terrible infection, got sepsis, really dangerous, and he had to, part of his rehab was just learning how to walk again, and he had to learn how to play guitar again, and he told me, yeah, I'm still learning, I'm still trying to figure it out, but it was very scary. I'm feeling better now, I'm getting better, but he lost like 100 pounds.
Wow.
I mean, he's on this road to recovery. Really sweet guy, and we started talking, and I've never owned a travel guitar, Gordo, and he had several of them there, and I said, well, show me these things, and he gave me one, and we kind of tuned it up. You'll hear it's not quite in tune. But he said, hey, play me something. Play me one of your songs, as we were talking about, you know, what I did here and my involvement in music. So what you'll hear is me playing one of our songs, Thought It Was You. It's about my dad and missing his voice. And I would like to think he was inspired. He picked up a guitar, tuned it, and just started playing along with. And don't hit me with, hey, man, that's not EQ'd very well. Well, keep in mind, this is my friend's phone. There was something wrong with the microphone on it, and it plagued us throughout our trip. Anytime he tried to shoot a video of our golf swings or something, there was something messed up with the audio. But I just wanted you to hear a little bit about us playing, and then we'll go right from that to me talking to Adrian. And I did such a crappy job talking to him because I said the word, yeah, about 50 times. So we'll have the ring that registers how many times I said yeah in the interview. But here's Adrian and myself playing in Ireland.
So what would I say? What would I do? But I thought it was you. I thought it was you.
Ooh, that's a long part. That's okay. We keep going on. Okay, that's the end of the song. I wish you could hear his lead, but here's the interview and talking to Adrian, who's back playing guitar now. It was really cool to see him back playing guitar. And I said, what do you mean you can't play anymore? You can still play just as incredibly as you did that night when you were playing Neil Young.
I'm from 4,000 miles away, and we just picked up a couple of guitars, and we spoke to each other.
It crosses all bridges.
Yeah.
Music is the... everybody can get together and play music,
yeah.
No matter what type of music it is.
Yeah.
And it brings people together. It doesn't create divisions.
Yeah.
And that's what we need in the world.
Yeah.
We need more people to be together and no divisions.
Incredible. Amen to that. Yeah. Who's your favorite writer or performer or band? Give me your top five. Who do you like more?
Oh,
who do you listen to?
It's impossible.
Yeah?
It's impossible to tell you.
And yeah.
And when I was starting to play guitar, I mean, Ritchie Blackmore and Deep Purple would have been my favorite guitar player at that time.
Yeah.
Probably.
Some consider him to be the master.
Well, he's certainly one of them.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite guitar player, was probably Jeff Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Beck. He had a master of the guitar that other people couldn't do.
What'd you think of George Harrison?
Oh, George my brother and I met George in 1972.
Really? Where? Here?
In London. We were out autograph hunting.
You didn't get to play with him?
Didn't get to play with him.
Yeah.
No. But such a sweet guy.
Yeah.
And
I always heard.
A beautiful talent. And his music come over, like the personality that he had. He just,
yeah.
It was a sweet guy.
What's your stance on U2? You listen to the boys?
We were doing the scenes around Ireland when U2 were doing it. And I spoke to Bono way back years ago. I mean,
yeah. Did you think they were going anywhere when you first met him?
Well, I'm not sure that they got their sound until they really hit America.
Yeah.
They were
kind of a mess when they started, weren't they?
Sort of, they were like a little local...
garage band kind of thing.
Punky garage band, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were doing the scene sort of falling around the brother of the band at that time called The Sweat.
Yeah.
And if you go on YouTube and you look at The Sweat live in Tokyo, you'll see the gig that we did over there.
Okay.
A couple of gigs. So we were doing the circuit with them, and they were a good band. I mean, they were a good band.
Yeah.
There was a tightness to them.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay, I can't say anymore.
What? Are you not doing a bit?
No.
It sounds dubbed in there.
Yes. I know. That was me saying, yeah, every 6 seconds.
What? Were you drinky?
No. It was in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was.
Yeah.
As I was trying to. Part of being over there, you're trying to understand the accents, and his wasn't that thick. I could understand him, but maybe that was part of it. As I was trying to understand. I don't know, but I like ruined the interview by saying yeah every 5 seconds. So
I can't believe you jumped straight over Richie Blackmore and Jeff Beck and immediately started asking about you two when he's just talked about two of the greatest guitar virtuosos of all time. Yeah. And you had no comments about
that. I'm not a strong interviewer, okay?
You know what's interesting?
I know I have my limitations.
You mentioned the master, the bit that we got on our trip to London.
Who I consider to be the master.
Yeah, when I talked to that guy at Albert Hall.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Jeff Beck.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after you said the master, then
he says Jeff Beck.
Your guy starts talking about Jeff Beck.
Jeff Beck was the master.
Yeah.
There's nobody more tasteful on guitar than Jeff Beck was.
And he called him.
I said, yeah, again.
And he called him the master in your interview.
How about that?
I consider it to be the most.
Well, my new friend Adrian, and he said someday he wants to come to Texas. So I hope to introduce y'all to Adrian someday. His brother, Clive, played with Van Morrison. So,
wow.
Yeah. I mean,
yo, Adrian.
Yeah. They have played with some incredible bands, and they are both incredible musicians. And they run that guitar shop, Culbertson's Music. And I bought a travel guitar for a reasonable price from Culbertson's Music in Ireland.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Wow. What a trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.